Hello, and thank you for your interest in our work. My name is Catarina Miranda. I am a PhD student at the Center for Textile Science and Technology in the University of Minho in Portugal, and I'm going to present a work entitled Coaxial Wet-Spun Fibrous Systems for Chronic Wound Care. Antimicrobial peptides consist of long microwave molecules composed of amino acid residues used to control microbial proliferation and modulate immune response. One example consists of the tetrapeptide ELA-ELA-Proval that inhibits the activity of human neutrophil elastase, which levels remain abnormally high in the case of inflammatory processes related to chronic wounds. However, these antimicrobial peptides present low stability in physiological media. One alternative is to incorporate them within polymeric structures, such as sodium-alginate that presents elevated swelling capacity and polycaprolactone with excellent mechanical properties, along with ketuzan that presents strong tissue adhesive properties and antibacterial activity. Nevertheless, this polymer is only soluble in acidic media. One alternative to overcome this limitation is to chemically modify into N-carboxyl methyl ketuzan that is soluble at neutral to basic pHs and maintains its antimicrobial activity. In the wet spinning technique, a polymeric solution is injected that goes through a spinnet and put in contact with a coagulation bath. Since the coagulation bath consists of a non-solvent or poor solvent of the polymeric solution, this solution quickly precipitates and solidifies, forming wet spun fibers. We also have coaxial wet spinning, in which a coaxial spinnet is used, and a core and shell solution are injected together, forming coaxial fibers or hollow fibers with a hole interior. The goal of this research is to engineer APV and NCMC welded microfibers using wet spinning technique to control the levels of activity of human neutrophil elastase and inhibition of Staphylococcus aureus. We intend to produce coaxial wet spun fibers in which the core will contain a PCl 10% solution in DMF, dimethylformamide, to maintain the fiber structural integrity, mixed with APV at its IC concentration, meaning the concentration that provides the maximum inhibition of human neutrophil elastase activity. And the shell will contain a sodium-alginate 2% solution to provide a moist environment at wound site, mixed with NCMC at its 2 times its MBC value, the minimum bactericidal concentration. We will also produce hollow fibers of sodium-alginate or sodium-alginate with NCMC, PCL or PCL-APV fibers, and also coaxial fibers of just SA-PCL, SA-PCL and APV, or SA-NCMC and PCL. The fiber's coaxial structure was confirmed using bright field microscopy, and the cross-section view was observed with scanning electron microscopy. This coaxial structure could also be observed in the macroscopic view. To evaluate the inhibition of HNE by APV, we put in contact a testing substrate with APV solutions at different concentrations, also with an enzyme solution and a soybean trypsin inhibitor solution, and absorbances were read at 405 nanometers. This test was also repeated by substituting APV solutions with APV-loaded fibers that were incubated in PBS in different periods of time. We could see that there was an initial burst release of APV, and all fibers maintained the inhibition towards HNE activity, especially at the 6 hours mark. Time kinetic tests were also performed to evaluate the inhibition of Staphylococcus aureus by NCMC. NCMC unloaded and loaded fibers were incubated in PBS at different periods of time, and the log reduction of the number of grown colonies of Staphylococcus aureus was determined. We could see that, in fact, NCMC-loaded fibers presented the highest log reductions, therefore confirming the NCMC antibacterial activity. Finally, we can conclude that potential of the engineered coaxial fibers to serve as controlled release platforms for APV was demonstrated, along with its inhibitory effect against HNE, particularly after 6 hours of incubation. The NCMC antibacterial activity against Staphylococcus aureus was also established. Data confirmed the potential of this system to function as a multi-action delivery platform suitable for wound healing applications. Thank you for your attention.